recognize the authority of Jesus Christ in our day-to-day life. There's lots of ways that that the authority of Jesus is presented to us. The main way that we recognize Jesus' authority is through the Holy Scriptures. Jesus is teaching in the synagogue. He's the one with the authority. He is the author of all life. He is the author of the good news. He is the good news. You can't get any more authority than that. Jesus is the authoritative source of all that is good in the world, of all that is of God in the world. He's the prophet that's raised up. In our first lesson, Moses is telling the people, God will raise up a prophet like me. He will raise up a prophet like me, and you would do well to listen to this prophet. But as we read the Old Testament, and we read about how the Jews responded to the prophets, they seem to have forgotten this lesson that Moses taught them. Because the last person they listened to was the prophet. When prophets would come to town, prophets would come to the temple, they would come to Jerusalem, and they would point out all the things that the people of God are doing that are contrary to what God would have them do. And instead of succumbing to the authority, they would listen to the powers of the world and either run the prophet out of town, or they would be even more drastic, they would kill the prophet. Moses wasn't talking about all of these prophets. He wasn't talking about Samuel. He wasn't talking about Haggai. He wasn't talking about Nehemiah. He was talking about Jesus Christ. God will raise up a prophet like me. One who will teach with authority. One who will have the voice of God. One will speak as the person of God because he is God. And that person is Jesus Christ. How do we respond to the authority of Jesus' teaching today? Well, one way we do it is we remember the Sabbath and we keep it holy. Today we're all in worship. We've heard the commandment. We know that there is only one God. We know that we should honor and glorify his name. And the first way we do that is to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy and come and hear his word read to us, preached to us, taught to us, and lived out among God's people. That is one of the ways that we submit to the authority of God. Other ways that we submit to the authority of God is we continue to follow the second table of the Ten Commandments. We honor our fathers and mothers and all those who God places in authority over our lives. Luther's explanation. Confirmants, you're going to get that. That's coming. What does it mean that we should fear and love and trust in God above all things? So that we do is submit to the authorities that God places in our life. So that it would go well with us. We don't kill. We don't kill off someone's character. We don't do any harm to them. We don't steal. We don't commit adultery. We don't covet. We don't bear false witness. We don't do any of these things. That's how we submit to God's authority. But when those unclean spirits in the world lead us astray, when they try to drive a wedge between us and our Lord Jesus Christ, we give in to that temptation every so often. We fall into sin. And that's when we recognize the authority that Jesus has in our lives is the source of our life. Without the authority of Jesus Christ, without his teaching, without his power, without his presence, without his love, we are condemned sinners. There's no forgiveness without the authority of Christ. As we go through our daily life, as we go through all of these things, and we face all these temptations, recognize the spirits that would lead us astray. Recognize those temptations. You know, there's a little, you know, that little joke about the little devil sitting on your shoulder. You know, angel over here, the devil over here. And we tend to turn to this way and listen to this one because he's more fun. The reason he's more fun is because he leads us on a path to destruction. Instead, cling to the authority that is Jesus Christ. Learn his scriptures. Learn his word. Learn about his goodness, his grace, his mercy, and love. Because through your baptism, God has also given you authority. He's also given you authority to go out into the world. to make disciples of all nations. Jesus told his disciples on the Mount of Ascension, go into the world. All authority has been given unto me. Go into the world, make disciples, baptize people, teach them all that I've commanded. Not teach them all I've suggested. Not teach them what I think is a good idea. Teach them all that I've commanded. And that first commandment is to love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second one's like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Go into the world and teach these things. That's how we submit to the authority of Christ. And when we fall into sin, we hear his invitation. Come to the table. Come to the table. I'll feed your faith. I'll strengthen you. I'll forgive your sins. I'll fill you with my Holy Spirit so that you can continue to go out and use the authority that I've given to you. Preach the gospel. Share the love of God in Christ Jesus. This is what it means to submit to the authority of God. This is what it means to submit to the authority of Holy Scripture. Not follow those demons in the world. But when we do, when we give in, remember, Christ has the authority to cast them out, to overcome them, to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because he is the source of all life in the world. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we do give you thanks that you have sent your Son to live among us. We give you thanks that you have given him the authority to teach us your ways, to show us how to share the power of your love with those whom we would meet. Help us always to submit to his authority, knowing that as we do, you provide all that is good and wholesome for us. Continue to guide us by your Holy Spirit, that we might walk in this world sure and confident of your grace and your mercy. And in those times we fall short, Lord, pour out your grace upon us. Surround us with your love, forgive us our sins, and prepare for us that kingdom which has no end. For these blessings, Lord, and all you see that is wholesome and good for us, we ask for those in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the name with all the authority that which you have given him. And all the people of God said, Amen.